Stay inside. Jack, 40s. Big man.
No problem. We may as well be comfortable while we wait.
Look at you. Why the devil do you stop eating like this?
Because the faculties become refined when you starve them. Blood supply for digestion means less for the brain. I'm a brain, Watson. The rest of me is a mere appendix.
That is complete and utter rubbish. Keep this up and the only thing you'll be is dead.
Have you seen the new lights?
Did you hear what I said? What new lights? What are you talking about?
Progress, Doctor. Every modern comfort and convenience.
Edison lights. You've had electricity laid on.
Mrs. Hudson had some trifling objection to the gas. Said it was old-fashioned and it smelled.
She's quite right.
That was why I liked it. Yes, but electricity or gas, it serves the same purpose. It'll throw a shadow of the bust onto the blind. My wax friend will take the shot meant for me.
Well, it worked before. I suppose it'll work again.
In case it doesn't.
Oh,
in case it doesn't, perhaps you'd be kind enough to make a note of the name and address of my murderer.
There are times when conversation with you becomes positively unreal. Do you know that?
Write it down, Watson.
Very well. Go on.
Oh, damn.
Come in, Mrs. Hudson.
I'm sorry to intrude.
Yes, what is it?
A visitor, sir.
Well?
His card.
Wait 1 minute and then show him up.
Very good, sir.
If I'm not in the room, show him in all the same. Then leave him alone and wait on the landing, if you'd be so kind. I'll need you again very shortly.
Yes, sir.
Holmes? Who's downstairs?
The man himself.
You mean the man who wants to kill you?
The very same. You must go.
I should do nothing in this sort.
Watson, you'd be horribly in the way.
In his way? Oh, I should certainly hope
so. No, in my way.
I can't possibly leave.
Yes, you can, and you will. You've never yet failed to play the game, and you'll play it to the end.
I've no intention of allowing this to be the end.
Then do as I ask. Take a cab to Scotland Yard and come back with Inspector Yorle and a couple of men.
All right. I can hardly go down while he's standing in the hall.
We'll wait in my bedroom. As soon as he's in, you can leave through the other door.
Very well. Holmes, are you armed? Good.
Listen.
This way, please, sir.
Come on.
Right.
In here, please. Mr. Holmes will be with you shortly.
You are Sherlock Holmes.
And you are Signor Negretto Silvius, known as the Count.
I am a Count. The title is mine by right.
Of course it is. Have you made the acquaintance of my wax friend?
I could hardly fail to notice it.
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
It's a matter of opinion.
Such a good likeness. I'm not convinced that the colouring is exactly right. What do you think?
I haven't come here to discuss wax work.
No, I scarcely thought you had. Perhaps it'll be less distracting behind this. Yes, that's better. It's amazing what can be hidden behind a perfectly respectable screen. Don't you find? How's the boxing business?
Why have you put your creatures on my track?
My creatures?
The foul-mouthed plumber, the old tinker, the phony priest, that disgusting old hag.
You flatter me.
What?
Old Baron Dowson said, the night before he was hanged, that what the law had gained, the stage had lost.
They were all you? You yourself?
Every single one, friend. Every single one. Yes,
no doubt, but the business. I want that diamond.
What diamond?
Now, please, don't waste my time. We both know what I'm talking about. You're here to find out how much I know and how far my removal is essential. Let me help. I'd say that from your point of view, it was absolutely essential. Excuse me.
I'm not ready to leave yet, Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, Count.
If you wish.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, they heard a lot, my creatures. They listened and they learned, and I'm playing with a strong hand, Count, a very strong hand. Only one card is missing. I don't have the Ace of Diamonds, and I want that card. Ah,
Mrs. Hudson, you'll find a large and ugly gentleman waiting outside our front door. Ask him to come up, please.
And if he won't, sir...